The full night event program at the Sunshine Coast today with Howard Walter. Howard joins us on the line. Good morning, Howard.
G'day, Brendan. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. We'll make a start on the Sunshine Coast before race number 3 at Healesville in around 4 minutes from now. First of 9 on a good 4 is a 1,000-metre 3-year-old maiden. Scratchings from this event are runners 6, 7, 8, 9, 12, 13, 14 and 18. Furnace on Ice is a shorty, $2 Extremist, $4.80, along with Coco, and then $8 for Indeed. How do we get the day off to a winning start, Howard?
I'm going to go with number 16 in Extremist, the filly trained by Robert Heathcote. She trialled recently at Doomben over the 840 metres and pretty much won, you know, unextended against a horse called Whistling Lauren, which has got some reasonable form lines. And if you go back to the debut of Furnace on Fire, she placed fifth to a horse called Blue, which came out at Doomben on Wednesday and won very well at, and had raced 3 times previously and shows plenty of abilities. I'd like that form line. I like the trial. So 16 Extremis ahead of 15 Furnace on Fire, which has had 2 trials and won them both easily, latest by 4.5 lengths. Both his trials are over 1,000 metres, and this is a 1,000-metre race. I do prefer him to just trial over the 800 in prep for 1,000, but certainly won the trials easy. So those two stand out for me, Brennan. 16 from 15. Ahead of 10 in deep was an improved run at home when third here last start. And then number 2, Dr. Deep on debut, trained by Stuart Kendrick, placed second on a soft track under a good hold in its trial. 16, 15, 10 and 2.
Race number 2, a 1,200-metre maiden. Scratchings here, 7, 8, 12, 16, 18, 21, 22, 23 and 24. The Tabfixed odds favourite, I Am Winkles at $3.40. Half a Hop at $3.60. Big Muskie, $4.28.50. Tyrua and My Last Judgment at $9.
If there's one race all day I'm happy to sit out, it's this one. I just found it very difficult to assess. Now, I put number 3, My Last Judgment, on top, mainly because of the engagement of Andrew Mannion. First starter trained by Lindsay Hatch at Toowoomba. He hasn't trialled in public. That's not unusual for the stable. And I just thought, well, the engagement of Andrew Mannion might be a bit of a tip. But so far, there's been no push for it in the market. So I just have to wait and see. Number 10, Tyrua, first starter trained by Paul Jenkins on the track. Draws a good gate. One only trial, was settled third and then finished too well under its own steam. Number 13, Half a Hope, had the 2 starts, plenty of excuses on debut, slow out, held up, eased off heels, finished 5th. Then had every chance it switched, only beaten narrowly, running 2nd. Drawn very wide. And then number 11, Big Muskie, first starter trained by Tony Golan, had the 2 trials. Now, latest trial was less than 2 lengths off Rubiculous, finishing 4th, and Rubiculous went to Eagle Farm yesterday and won. So on that form line, you'd say, well, this horse should have a good chance, but it was ridden out in the trial. And as I said at the start, I just want to sit this race out. So many horses that you can give a chance to are drawn wide and or they're on debut. So I'll go 3, 10, 13, 11.
3, 10, 13, 11 in race number 2. Race number 3 on the program. We'll have a look at the market before we head to Healesville for race number 3. They're at the start there. This is a class 5. 1,200 metres is the distance. 2 is the scratching. Plenty. 3 is the scratching, I beg your pardon. Plenty. 6, Medalka at $1.75. Unguarded. 7, Rashetti at $9. And Shadow of Time at $9.50 with Federal Agent. A $10 chance with King Ragnar. So that's the order of favouritism. Medica is a really short favourite for the 3rd. We'll head to Healesville for race number 3 with James before we get Howard's thoughts on race number 3. Howard, and here's a look at the Sunshine Coast, race 3. Howard, Medica is a short price favourite. Are we sticking with the Edmonds train favourite?
Brendan, it's the mare's odds on, but it has to be. There's no better weighted horse at this meeting today, Medalka. Last start winner at Ipswich, Zach Lloyd aboard, retains the ride, maps to either lead or probably sit second outside. Either way, race will be run to suit. As I said, very well weighted, hard to beat. 8, Rashetti and 10, King Ragnar. They met last start. Rashetti got up late to win by a neck. Kilo of weights goes King Ragnar's way today. Shouldn't be much between either of them. They'll also settle in the front few. And then 9, Federal Agent, who I would prefer over 13 or 14 rather than the 1,200, but certainly got a place chance. So well weighted, just should win if you like a mods on. 6, 8, 10 and 9.
6, 8, 10 and 9 in race number 3. Race number 4 is an open handicap over 1,000 metres. Scratchings here are 7 and 11. King Claws 2.30. Pizzoni at $3.90. Bob Lee $5. Desert Man 7 out to $12. Rhyme or Rhythm.
He's a marvel, King Claws. He's trained at Bundaberg by Gary Clem. He's had the 15 starts, won 9 races. He's been to the Sunshine Coast 8 times, 3 wins, 3 placings. And he was off the canvas to win at Eagle Farm first up when he nosed out La Palmiere, who was well-supported, the Tony Dolan runner. He's going to go forward. He will get on-pace opposition from at least Desert Man. But as I said, a winner of 9 of 15, hard to go against him. Put 5 Desert Man in for second. Now, he was 2 lengths behind King Claws at Eagle Farm recently, but covered ground that day. He gave a big side at Doomben 2 starts ago. I think he's the obvious danger. 1 Tycoon Ace. First up, no public trials and drawn wide, but first up record's good. 11 starts, 3 wins, 4 seconds, including a second at Eagle Farm 4 starts ago in a listed race. But the alley and the 3 claimer, perhaps not today. And then 6 Bob Lee should be running on well, but that alley's a bit of a concern. So I thought the Speedsters would give big sides 3 ahead of 5, then 1 and 6.
Race number five on the program to benchmark 65, 1600 metres the distance here. Scratchings are 3, 4, 6 and 12. Tab Fixed Odds favourite here is Genuine L at $2.90. Tycoon Valor $3.50. Like a Bit of Fun $7.50. Storm Harbour at $9. Then we go out to Smoke and Piero at 11 and Lincoln Town 12.
Couldn't find much depth in this race, and I do keep coming back to number 2, Genuine L, which the bookies have put up favourite. The key to this horse appears to be being kept fresh. He hasn't raced for 5 weeks, but that seems to suit him. He won first up over 1,300 at Toowoomba. He won 2 starts ago over 1,400 off a 5-week break, since ran fourth at Eagle Farm. But here he is again, 5 weeks since that race. He's going to 1,600 for the first time, but he's only had 7 starts. He's won 3 races. I wouldn't want to second-guess Paul Duncan. It'd be very hard to beat. Race should be run to suit. Number 8, Tycoon Valor, now with Natalie McCall, appears to be racing its way into form. Placed later 3, including over 1,800 last start, but was 7 lengths off the winner. Looks the obvious danger in this race. 7 Lincoln Town, ran strongly first up under 59. A very good effort. Bit plain second up, but allow for that, you know, fitter again. And then number 11, Storm Harbour, might be best of the rest. It's had 3 from a spell, every chance each and every time. Just prefers a place chance. But 2's my pick, ahead of 8, and then perhaps 7 and 11, best of the rest.
2, 8, 7, 11 race number 5. Totes are there, the third heels. Well, before we get stuck in to the quarter legs at the Sunshine Coast, 1 Cole Cowboy, $4.21.50. 5 West Arm Misty, $1.04. 2 Bees and Hattie, $2.94. Then was 4 Quinella, $3.60. Exacta, $7.90. Try, $51.70. First 4, $426.33. 1 in the double, $10.50. 12 minutes off race number 4. It's the fourth heat of the Heelsville, the first heat of the Heelsville Cup race number 4. James with 7, Tigalong Tonk to beat 1, 2, and 3. Race number 6 on the program from the Sunshine Coast is a class 1, 1,000 metres is the distance. 1, 9, 12, 14, and 17 are the scratchings. Larabigo, $3. Quackery at $4.20. Vienna Empress at $4.80. Hidden Glade at $8.50. And Shelley Spirit at $11 chance, Howard.
Good race, Brendan. I'm with number 13, Vienna Empress. The filly, she won first up on here at home over the 1,000 metres. Only fell in, but it was a good field. There's been quite a few winners from that race, and she maps to get a very similar trail here, Gun Trail. Put in number 11, Shelley Spirit, in for second. This horse, fear for 2 from a spell. The saddle slipped second up. Now, third up, only previous campaign, won by over 5 lengths. Now, it was only a Toowoomba maiden on that occasion, but here she is third up, and as I said, the saddle slipped second up. So, barrier 2, Robbie Fradd to ride. Number 3, Laramigo. Well, this was an interesting win last up. Got to the 1,200. They put Morgan Butler on, who, with all due respect, you would normally find riding at Roma and Charleville and Cunnamulla, and he just left them all in his wake. He took off, led 6. In the end, won by a head, but it was a good gap to third. It was a genuine win, a daring ride. That was 1,200. Now back to the 1,000. Just not sure. You know, it might be better off at 1,200. But put it in for third, ahead of number 2, Quackery, Steve Tredaya, James Orman. Very good win here first up, beating Whitewater, which has since won well at the Gold Coast. Look, he was playing second up at Doomben, but just got to give him another chance because he won so well fresh. 13-11, 3-2.
Race number 7 of class 1, 1400 metres is the distance here. Scratchings here are 6, 7, 10 and 12. Bohemian Boom $1.75. Triptonic at $6.50. Scottish Prince at $9. $10 Gala Rain and Trevoli at $12 with the King of the Coast.
Look, when we went to press, I put number 2, Bohemian Boom, on top. And I haven't changed my numbers, but I couldn't possibly take odds on because of the 1400. Won its maiden here 3 starts ago, went to Eagle Farm, had every chance, but was beaten less than 2 lengths. Then last start, every chance at Doomben, but the rain came that day. The track was a heavy 8. He still finished second over the 1350. So 1350 heavy, 1400 dry, probably is the same thing, but I'm just not 100% sure over the 14, and I just thought there were other chances. Number 4, King of the Coast, being one of them, won its maiden here 2 starts ago and then was in that same race at Doomben on the heavy track, and King of the Coast just didn't get through the ground at all, so forgive and forget that run. Number 8, Scottish Prince. Brave winner of Ipswich maiden 2 starts ago, posted 3 wide trip, and they weren't dawdling and still got the money by length, and then went to back to Ipswich, but this time on a soft track, and he failed on a soft track, you know, 7 times previously. So back on a good ground, I'll give 8 to Scottish Prince. Another chance, and then 1 Triptonic, fitter for 2 from a spell. Had excuses second up this, which ran on late for 3rd. Will strip fitter. The map's not kind. That's why I've got him down in 4th spot. Just not sure where he gets to from that alley. 2, 4, 8, and 1, but wouldn't take odds on Bohemian Boom.
Race number 8 of class 1 over 1400 metres. Scratching is number 10, Lady Snitch. Tab fixed odds favourite here for the last. Tikalski at $2.60. First Sun, $7.50. Marla Jane, $9.50. With Haiti, $11. Cal Chorus and Trust in Aloha at $12.
Looks a skinny race this, and I've settled upon 1 and 3. I'm going with number 3, but I would like to see some support for the horse. It was a good win first up at Grafton, box seated, made its own luck, won by over a length, and then went to Doomben, was going to settle around midfield and got checked off heels, lost 3 or 4 lengths, was back to the rear by the turn. It was just a complete forget. But concern is that was 39 days ago. This is 1400. So I just want to see some support to say he's looking good, ready to win. Number 1, Tolkowski. Obviously, the testing material in this race. Hadn't raced for 57 weeks, went second at Doomben first up, and then raced on that heavy track, second up, went 4th. Covered ground, never gave up. It's got a bad barrier here, but when you just go through the opposition, I just think Ryan Maloney he'll overcome that somehow, and on ability, Tolkowski should be very hard to beat. Otherwise, perhaps 7, Lays 7, which was slow out last start, could rebound well. And number 2, Winston Blue, placed 4th first up, just might need another run, but it was only 2.5 lengths off the winner, so it's got to be in discussions for the exotics. 3 from 1, 7 and 2.
Race number 9, final event from the Sunshine Coast is a 58 over 1,800 metres. Scratchings here are 3 and 10. Euthera is the $5 favourite in the really open market here. Ipso Nymphalic at $6. Get on board $6.50 as is Righteousness. Nitro Glycerin $8.50. Grazie at $11 with Platinum. Deal and Lincoln Fury at $14. Tough way to get out, Howard.
It is, Brendan. It's an 1800 metre race. I don't think there's a rising star amongst them, so I jotted down. Looks, you know, it could be a roughies race. I have selected number 11, El Euthera, was held up from the top of the straight to the finishing line when 4th at Toowoomba last start, so it's going to have a little bit of extra energy from there. Race should be run to suit. Despite being drawn wide, I don't think Kyle Wilson-Taylor will have too much trouble getting this horse into a decent position in running. Number 15, Craig Lee Carley, $19 chance. Got too far back over this distance at this track last start, finishing 4th behind Galaxy Bell. This race is no harder. And with the claim, drops down to 51. So it drops 4.5 kilos. And the lady rider, she was aboard at Nango 2 starts ago when winning. And her name escapes me, I'll tell you now, Isabella Tay. So I thought 15 was a nice roughie. Number 4, Radical Spirit. Stuart Kendrick Train had 3 starts from a spell. I think this horse will go forward and quite possibly get home way in front, so I thought it could improve 4th run in. And number 9, Righteousness, place 3 of 4 this time in. Good barrier, Jaden Lloyd to ride. Just won 2 of 27, but looks one of the better hopes. And as I said, what could pan out to be a result race. 11, 15, 4 and 9.
Best value Cordian play for the Sunshine Coast, please, Howard.
I'll say the best is race 5, number 2, Genuine Al. Best value, race 8, number 3, Cal Kiros. Quaddy, 2, 3, 11, 13, into 2, 4, 8, into 1 and 3, into 4, 9, 11 and 15. Play of the day, a winning place all up. Race 1, number 16. Race 6, number 13. Race 9, number 11.
Race 9, number 11. Race 1, number 16. Race 6, 13. Race 9, 11. We'll be riding with you there, Howard. Best of luck today.
Give him strength, Brendan.
Well do, Howard Walter. There was his thoughts on the Sunshine Coast. Hillsville Cup Heat.
Brendan, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Lovely to be racing on the big open spaces of Murray Bridge today. How have we found this program?
Well, not too bad. There looked to be a couple of shorties there, but they looked to be horses that, you know, could progress on and you know, get to Saturday grade. So there might be a bit to come out of this meeting today.
First leg of the quaddy is a maiden over 900 metres. There are no scratchings here. Speak No Eagle is the favourite, $1.65 for David Jolly and Kayla Crowther. Four wins, 3.10. Then Ashadi passed at $10.12. Belvedere Prince at $18. Osho.
Well, he's the big query horse, isn't he, number 6, Speak No Eagle. We've seen him at the trials on a couple of occasions. His most recent trial was quite impressive when he was able to win, and he did it so... with good ease. Look, he looks like he's got real talent. He's probably going to progress on and be one of those horses I mentioned who can line up to Saturday grade. So you would feel that he should make a mess of these today on what we've seen of his ability at the trial. So he goes on top in the first leg of the quaddy and probably is a one out if you are taking a quaddy. On number 9, 4 wins is the horse who's got the race experience. Does resume from a break and is trained here. From what we've seen so far of this filly, she's got natural tactical speed. Look, she was a good effort in a race on the inner track at Morpethville in a maiden over 1,000 metres where she stuck on speed and she whacked away. She was placed in the race won by Champagne Dreams, and that was a pretty good run. She's probably the real testing material on the fact she's got that experience. Number 1, Belvedere Princess, had 2 runs this prep and did show improvement last start, and then out to number 3, A Shady Past, who ran well for the new stable first up and is likely to take benefit out of the run. We'll go 6-9-1-3 race number 4.
Race number 5 on the program is a benchmark 54 over 1,800 metres. Scratching here is number 6. Won't be the same, Nadia, without a Sunday afternoon, without Desidero having a run. He's staying at home today. Masaru Warrior, $3.60. Mr Epic, $6. Fast Foils at 7, along with Happy Adam and Smart Promise, $9.
Yeah, look, this is a race which I found really tough. So I've gone looking wide because I don't really feel that there's a clear-cut winner in the race, so I'd much rather, you know, back a price. And I thought number 11, 4 race. Now, he can mix his form. He's a 9-year-old, but he gets in well here after Ben Price's claim. He'll take the 2 kilos off, so he's only got to carry the 52. He went to Narracourt last time out in Young Ben Road, and he rode it to an okay level there. His run going back 3 runs ago when Ben was aboard at Balaclava. He was a runner-up on that occasion at massive odds. That was off of a really slow tempo, but he did run well. I just think he gets the right conditions. He's drawn favourably. He's probably not going to get as far back in the run as what he has. So he's worthy of some consideration at odds, number 11. Number 2, Masaru Warrior, is a horse who's going particularly well at the moment. Gets a 3-kilo claim. Has been going around in tougher races, but does it well suited this graze. The 1, for 3rd, Fast Foils, is set to resume from a break and then out to 3, Mr Epic. But I just went 11 from 2, 1 and 3 in race 5.
11, 2, 1 and 3 from Nadia in the 5th. We'll push pause there, Nadia. Head to heels. Tigalos at Murray Bridge. It's over 1,000 metres. This is a benchmark 54. Scratchings from this event are runners 1, 4, 6, 13 and 15. All in War $2.50, $5 French Rock Ever, General $6.50, $11 Bubbles McGinty and $15 Sakara Bray. Nadia, how do we sort them out here in race number 6?
Well, now that All in War is going to start, she obviously went to the bottom of the ballot due to the fact she was rated over the 54 mark, but now that she's going to run with that claim, she'll only carry the 59, and she is the class horse of the race. She's been going around in much stronger company than this. She has come up with a good marble starting from gate 6, and She should settle probably about midfield in the run. Her effort last time out on the inner track was full of merit. She was only beaten just over a length. You know, she probably looks one of the better bets on the program there, number 17. I've got the 5 in as the danger, Avid General, who is set to resume from a break. 2 for thirds, French Rock, who has had the 3 runs back now this preparation, and then out to number 3, Retorno, who is fitter for 1 run back. I've gone 17, 5, 2, 3, race 6.
Race number 7, a benchmark 58, 1400 the trip. Scratchings here from the last 3, 5, 6 and 12. The TAB fixed odds favourite here for the final event on the program. Fight for Freedom for Todd Pennell at $4.20, so Bene $4.60. Isola Comachina at $4.80. Domination $6.50. Diviner at $8.50. Out to Rapid Razor at 11.
Yeah, look, I'm going for 9, Fight for Freedom. He's been racing very consistently this time in, and obviously he does get Todd Pennell from a draw, which I'm expecting him to be right up there on speed. Now, he's yet to win at this track, but he has been placed on numerous occasions. A little bit of give in the ground too works in his favour. You know, he's got great form on slow going. He really appreciates that bit of cut in the ground, and he does get those ideal conditions. Look, he's back a little in trip, but in his effort last time out, he was probably found just wanting over the last bit. So I would assume the last 3 weeks, you know, they've freshened him up a little bit to get him back to 1400. And for mine, he looks the one to beat in the last. I've got the 2 Rapid Razor in as the main danger. Look, he's drawn awkwardly, so they're probably going to go back. He's had the 1 run back this prep and is obviously going to improve from that, and you know, probably still needs 1 or 2 runs to really hit his feet, but he's definitely got the form on the board if you go back through his previous preparations. The 1 Domination, he only knows one way, and it's to get out in front and to keep rolling. 3 kilos off, he'll give you a sight. And the 11 goes in for 4th, Soubenet, who's had the 1 run back. 9, 2, 1 and 11 in the last.
Best Valley quarter in play for the program at Murray Bridge, please, Nadia.
I like race 6, number 17, All in War. Look, there's a couple of short price favourites, but if you can get that 250, 260 mark All in War, that looks a good bet. The horse at a price, I think in race 5, number 11, 4 reins each way at around the $10, $11 mark. Our quaddy today, we go 6, 1 out the first leg, 1, 2, 7, 11 in the second. 1 out for 17 in the third leg, and 1, 2, 9 and 11 in the last. And the play of the day, we'll take an all up with some of these shorties. Race 3, the 4, into race 4, the 6, and race 6, number 17.
Best of luck today, Nadia.
Thanks, Brennan.
Nadia Horn with her thoughts on the program of racing at Murray Bridge. Tote Dividends after the first heat of the Hillsville Cup. The winner was the favourite Tigalong Tonk, 140 and $1.41. Dream Wizard, 243. Dynamic Prince ran third, no div. Fourth into number 2. The Quinella, 280. Exacta, 450. Try, 14. First, 4.42.40. Running double, 1.7. 6.90. Early quaddy, 6.3. 1 and 7, 300. And $38 takes us on to look at the trots at Shepparton today.
Today's best trots plays, the Trotsform Express.
Trots at Shepparton this evening. First event at 27 minutes after 5. Dan Hibbard has done the form for us. Dan, good morning.
Morning, Brendan. Pleasure to be back. It's good to be back online. I've been isolating for the last couple of weeks, so good to get back into the caller's box tonight.
Most certainly would be. I'm not sure what I'd do with a week isolating without being able to get out to the races. First event we'll take a look at is the opener from Shepparton. It's for the three-year-old, 1,690 metres the distance. 10 comes out. Alakazama is the favourite here at 270. Spiky Boy, $3.20. $6 No Motive, still grinning at $6.50. Cover Kylie at $7.50. Who do we like in the first, Dan?
It's a tricky race. It's a pretty hard to assess the form. The favourite's the one I've gone with, Alakazam, number 7. It's only had the 9 starts and only had 2 minor placings. It was first up at Melton a couple of weeks ago, and it wasn't a bad run. They went 155.1, got beaten about 17-odd metres and did lead. So, look, if it can run anywhere near that time in this race, it's going to be really hard to beat. The problem, obviously, is the draw. It's drawn out on the outside of the front row, so probably going to need to do a little bit of work, but it's not the strongest race going around. I put in 5 Covered Kylie for second. I thought it's a nice type of horse, has won a race previously. And then 8, which is No Motive for Craig Turnbull, has been trialling pretty well of late. Inside the second row just makes it a little bit tricky. and 9 Spiky Boy for Brent Lilly and Ross Payne. He's had the one run from New Zealand. But a tricky opening race. I went 7, 5, 8, and 9.
Stand for the Trotters, who's race number 2. No scratchings. Kai Valley Barney, 3.30. Starlight Red, 3.60. 5.50 Mystic Chip. And then Pretty Little Angus off the 20 at 5.50 also.
Yeah, my best of the nights in this one. I like Starlight Red number 6, and purely because it loves to get out and lead. And the last time it was in this grade of race, it won the Maroochydore Cup back in June. It's had 3 runs since then. Had a bit of a freshen up. It was in a stronger race than this one tonight. So I've dropped back to that similar grade from the Maroochydore Cup. Outside of the front line, just loves to ping away and get to the front. I just think it's one of the best chances on the night. The others off the handicap are going to have to do a fair bit of chasing to chase her down because she just loves to get out and run. So I went 6, 9, 10 and 7. The Kai Valley Barney's got to give away a 20-metre handicap, but it's certainly the class run of the race. It's won 10 out of 115. 10 Pretty Little Angus is also off the 20. It's first up since March. But should go well in this sort of grade. And 7 JB Flex is also first up, but is a pretty consistent type. Would just need a bit of luck to win the race, but could certainly run in the first 4. So I went 6, 9, 10 and 7 with 6 my best for the night.
Race number 3 on the program. There are no scratchings here. Argy Bargy 2.60, Lombo Idol Believe 3.60.
Yeah, this was my best value, but it's obviously a bit shorter in the mark, and that's for Lombo Idol Belief. This is a fair training performance from John Newbury. The horse had its last start back in April. Things didn't go well after that. They had quite a few issues with the horse. They pretty much retired him, and they brought him back. He went to the trials at Cobram last week, and he ran a really good trial in 1:58. They ran a last half in 58. And they did break the 2 minutes in the trial, so it was a really strong performance. He ran against a horse called Masquerading, a 2-year-old who's run well since. So this is a first up from a bit of a break. He might be susceptible to the 2200, but I think he's probably one of the better horses in the race. So just thinking that his price will probably get out from that 360. I don't think he'll firm up, but I think he might get out a little bit. He's probably a bit too short at the moment. But 4 to win. Argy Bargy gets the plum draw, barrier 1. That'll certainly suit it. 6 Miss Artemis is first up and usually runs well fresh. And number 9 Rolling Along, who was at a decent price, but probably will get a nice run from that second row draw. So I went 4, 1, 6 and 9 in the third.
Race number 4, no scratchings here. 2.30 Dealmaker, Changeover Guild, 3.30 Secret Identity, 5.
Yeah, first look at the quaddie. Tricky race, really. Dealmaker I've put on top. It was beaten at Echuca last time out after leading, got beaten by the sprint lane when a short price favourite. Does have really good gate speed, so expect it to sort of press forward. If it finds the front, it's going to be really, really hard to beat. The other chances are for Justa Fildra, who was a good winner at Echuca last time as well. 7 Changeover Girl and 5 Secret Identity. They're the 4 under double figures and probably the only 4 real chances in the race. It'll be a tactical affair, but Dealmaker just on top for me.
Race number 5 on the program. No scratchings here. Cheddar Valley, 2.40. Junior Warfare, 2.70. BGC, 6.50.
Yeah, I went 5, 2, 1 and 7. Cheddar Valley, won a heat of a heat and final series here at Shepparton 2 starts ago. And then in the final, he was eased back at the start. He was no chance of ever finding the front in the final. So they went back and sort of didn't have much chance from back there. He'll press forward tonight. He's going to be really hard to beat from that draw. He's got good gate speed and should be able to lead. Second is number 2, BGC. He's been a bit of a revelation over the last few runs. Certainly found some good form and would certainly be a big chance if it got the right sort of trip. Junior Warfare's right in the market, number 1. My only concern with him is first up since June. He was in good form 3 and 4 runs ago. Then he sort of his last two was probably at the end of his prep, so needed a bit of a spell. So just want to see how he goes first up. Gets the plum draw, but just that first up issue is my only concern. And 7 Roslyn Gay is probably going to have to go back from the draw, but would certainly be able to run into the top 4 at the finish, I would think. But I think 5's a good play in that fifth race on the card.
Race number 6 on the program, no scratchings here. Forest Force, 2.70. Miss Kentucky, 3.30, as is Hey Josh & Co.
Yeah, we get into a couple of smaller fields to wrap up the card. This is a very even race. There's not a great deal between all of these runners. I went 5, 3, 4, and 2. Forest Force has won 9 out of 81. It was a good second last time with a short price favourite on the 15th of August. They went 159, 6 and 57, 9. He was able to lead. Look, if he found the front again in this race, he'd be certainly the one they have to beat. Miss Kentucky, second elected, ran in a trial on Thursday night. Went to stand start trial and performed pretty well. Just a nice little hit out for this tonight. Certainly a place chance. And then 4, Hey Josh and Co. has a grey beard, but he's still racing really well. And 2, Crack Pepper in for 4th. Yeah, interesting leg of the quaddy. Tough one. You could go one out or you could take a few. It's that sort of race. I went 5, 3, 4, and 2.
Final event is a shorty tactical sensation, $1.20. Are we banking him in the final leg there?
Well, this is one of the more interesting horses and races of the night. Now, this horse is a really short price favourite, $1.20. It had a trial at Bendigo last week and ran near enough to winning the trial, only got beaten at Pimple. They went reasonable time. Its form is 7-9-8-9-9. It's coming over from Perth. Its last two starts, it's ran at 100-1 and 100-1 and been beaten down the track. Now, it comes across to Victoria, and obviously with a different sort of rating system, it gets into a very, very a soft mark. So that's the reason why it's $1.20, and probably because of that trial as well. Look, it's hard to be backing a horse at $1.20, and even harder backing one that's got bigger form of 9-8-9-9. But look, it probably will win the race. There's not a great deal of class in this. It's probably going to be an anchor in most people's quarries. It's just hard to see any of the other 5 knocking it off. 6, Paddington Central, is the one I put in for 2nd. I think it's a nice type on its best form. Hasn't been sort of was in the winner's list back in January, but would need to be a good performance first up to win this. 5, Starest, has been a constant place getter, and that's probably its best chance tonight. And 3, Love and Laughter for 4th. But it's an interesting leg of the quaddy. I think there'll be a lot of people with just the 4-1 out here, and I don't blame them, but it's a tricky way to end the card there at Shepparton tonight.
There, we need to get to George Ferrugia for his thoughts on the quaddy legs at Healesville, which gets underway in a few minutes from now. Quickly, your best value quaddy and play, please.
Yeah, best bet is Starlight Red. Best value was Lombo Wilder Belief and the quaddy. I went 4, 5, 6, and 7 the first leg, 1, 2, 5, 6, and 7 the third, 3, 4, and 5 in the third leg, and bring it home with number 4 in the last leg.
Good calling tonight, Dan.
Thanks, Brendan.
Dan Hibbard. Time to talk greyhounds with George.
Looking for the top dogs, the Greyhound Form Express.
Second heat of the Healesville Cup is coming up in 3 minutes from now. George Ferrugia, before we go through and have a little preview of these heats, can we get your all-important quaddy numbers, please, for the listeners so we can get on before the first leg in a touch over 3 minutes?
Beautiful, and good morning, Brendan. Quaddy numbers for today at Healesville, as you said, they start very soon. 2, 4, and 6 in the first leg, into 1, 3, 7, and 8. Into 2, 3, 4, and 7, into 2, 5, and 6 to bring us home. I do like one in race 9 as well. Race 10, number 2, a greyhound called Charlie's Jar, trained by James Vandermaat's better half in Chloe, who's a very, very good win there last start in 1934. I think he's a greyhound going places. But we kick off with a great heat here with Mr. America favourite at 3:30 ahead of Hadouken and Fernando Mick. And we just seen Tigalong Tonk win the first heat of the Healesville Cup very impressively. Yet another group final, Brendan, for this Iron Dog.
Just hold the line there for a second, George. We'll be back to talk a little bit more on these cup heats in just a moment. Trent Langscale.
The call, I think James Vandermaat said, oh, he's got a little bit of a ground to make up. Probably within the space of 50 to 100 metres, he just took off and he's a professional. He's won 42 races now, Brendan, from 88 career starts. He's won over $700,000 in prize money. And look, there was plans to retire the dog, and I think he's racing so well. He's just had a new lease of life that they're going to keep him going, and you can understand why. So, yeah, look, he started favourite in last year's Healesville Cup. He drew box 1. He wanted to shift off the track a little bit, but he gets another crack at it this year. A tremendous victory from, as we said, one of the best iron dogs I've ever seen on the racetrack.
Most certainly. George, if you had to play one of them here in this leg of the Cup, who are we backing?
Look, probably Mr. America. His best form is absolutely outstanding. We go back to February. It's a long time ago. He ran 24.82 at Ballarat. He went 6.46 early. He's in the master trainer's hand, Jason Thompson. And I think if he can show his best, he'll be incredibly hard to beat. So number two here is around the $3.50 mark at the moment.
Five. So number.
He's a very, very fast chaser. And I'll tell you what's really good, Brendan, that you would have seen it on the screens, is the head-on shots from Healesville there. It gives you a real guide as to some of the traffic jams that we probably don't see on the U-turn tracks when we're not looking from the head-on angle. A lot of those greyhounds wanted to hunt to the fence, but what Mr. America was able to do was hold his position, drive up to the fence, and in some rain there, he was too good. I think that time will hold up pretty well. We've seen Tigalong Tonk run around the 19.30 mark as well. So rain-affected track there, but already it looks like it's shaping up to be a real quality final.
Four seasons in one day there at the moment at Healesville. I'm tipping it's not overly warm, though. We'll take a look at the coming heats. Heat number three, race six, Jason Thompson, well represented here with Pirate Pete. He's $1.80 at the moment with Tab Fixed Odds, but Rocket Boy's a real flyer, and he's in winning form.
Terrific heat, isn't it? And Rocket Boy's provincial form of late, you're right, Brendan, he's unbelievable. 24.98 at Warrnambool, backed it up with a really good win at Warragul, and before that ran 25.11 against Dream Wizard, who ran second to Tigalong Tonk in the first heat. Look, he's got so much speed, he's got a good record at the track, but you're right, there's a greyhound in box like eight called Pirate Pete, who's another one who's had seven placings from eight starts this track and distance, and has broken the 19-second barrier. And more importantly for trainer Jason Thompson, and his record from box eight is exemplary. So, look, it is a great heat. You throw in the likes of Hazy Roy and Baruga Smoke, who at his best is an absolute star. But this is a cracker. Probably going to stick with number one, Rocket Boy, though. He's racing so well at the moment.
Check of the totes on the previous. Mr. America, 461.30. Hadouken, $1.04. 8 Duncan, 3.10. Fourth in was 7. 5.50. Quinella, 12.20. Exacta. Tries paid 73.10. First four, 405.70. 7.2 in the double, $11.80. As we cast our eyes over the fourth heat of the cup, Blackpool Flash, $2.80. Green Blazer, 4.20. Aston Titan at $5. Got the Talk, 5.50. This is an open sort of race for mine, George.
Yeah, it is, Brendan. I think you've hit the nail on the head. Look, Blackpool Flash is an absolute star. He rarely runs a bad race. He's one of those greyhounds that does things right at box rise and has got tremendous high speed. He does get a little bit tired on the way to the line, over the 450s, but over this 350-metre trip, he's an absolute star. He's won three out of six this track and distance, got a good PB. He ran second behind Hilltop Jonah last start, Brendan, who is racing in absolute career-best form. We'll touch on him in a later heat, but he's going to be hard to beat. I hope Green Blazer goes well for Team Tab National Draft owners. He's raced there well in the last 4 weeks, and the others are probably Aston Titan and got the Talk to look at, but yeah, hard to go past Blackpool Flash.
Race number eight is the fifth heat. Ferdinand Boy, $1.85. Aston Genevieve looking to maintain that winning run, $3.80. Immunity, $4. Ferdinand Boy, it's going to love this straight track, you would think. But the picket fence of Aston Genevieve, who was a last start winner down the straight in a 4.5, is going to be challenging the short course star unbeaten.
Incredible start to its career, Aston Genevieve, as you said, five starts, five wins, and the Greenough family are renowned for training very, very fast greyhounds. They wouldn't put this greyhound in the heat of a Healesville Cup if they didn't think she was up to it. Yes, it's a little bit of throwing her against the wolves. I mean, this is a big step up for her, but as we said, the class is clearly there on the time she's run. It's just really hard to go past Ferdinand Boy. He nearly took out the Arrow last week, where he was only 1/100th behind Zambora Lou to take out that $20,000 first prize. His record here is outstanding. We know how good he is, obviously. If he makes the Healesville Cup final, he's in line to try to win $50,000 bonus for already winning two country cups this year. So if you win three, you get an extra $50,000 in the kitty. So there's a little bit to play for Ferdinand Boy. I think he can get the job done despite drawing box five. I think out of all the heats, he's the one that you'd probably put the money on.
And the final heat number six, Hilltop Jonah, unbeaten at Healesville, 220. Zambora Lou, 350. Utah goes 480.
What a match race this is between Hilltop Jonah and Zambora Lou, the winner of the Arrow last start. and Jason Thompson said that he thought he was a big chance in the Arrow last week. He ran 19.04 to win it. He's got a terrific record. He's looking to win back-to-back Healesville Cups, which would be an outstanding effort. But he faces a greyhound who, as you said, he's unbeaten here. He's racing so well at the moment at Healesville. He broke the 19-second mark defeating Hadouken. Last week he defeated Black Bull Flash. It's just incredible performance at the moment by Hilltop Jonah. But he's up against a good one. This is probably the heat of the program, to be honest. Really looking forward to this clash. I'm going to stick with Zambora Lou, though, because he's just tried and true at this type of distance, and I think he can get the job done again.
Last night at the Meadows, we've seen heats of the Top Cat Video Cup for the Stayers Group 3 final to be run next Saturday in the twilight. Mpunga Ruby can think herself lucky to getting through after a bit of a jam at the 600 start, but this is a really good field.
Terrific version of the Top Cat Video Cup final. I'll just quickly go through the box draw. Mpunga Ruby's drawn box 1, Gypsy Wyong off 2, Major Sacrifice 3, Hank the Hustler 4. Lots of early speed there on the inside draws. Here's Tears in 5, the old-timer. Number 6 is 5-star. In box 7 is Floral Lace and Nick's Bar with a bit of speed in 8. I think out of all of the heats, the person that would be the most happiest would be trainer Paula Bella, because he would love to see 5-star back to what we know he can do. And he ran 42.40, which was an outstanding effort yesterday. That's back to the 5-star we know. That's back to the 5-star that we've seen during that Speedstar series at Sandown. Since then, his form had been a little bit patchy. He went up to Queensland, probably didn't perform at his best, but Paul would be absolutely rapt with the way he dominated against some real speed in that heat last night. So he ran 42.40, as we said. Of the other heats, Hank the Hustler was too good for Gypsy Wyong. People that have listened to me on radio know I've got a lot of time for Gypsy Wyong. I thought her first up effort over 700 metres was pretty good, but Hank the Hustler was too good at this time. And in the other heat, as you mentioned, it was a shuffling type of race. Mpunga Ruby getting the job done in 42.96. We know she can go a lot quicker. And from box 1, Brendan, you'd suggest that she comes in with a big chance. As I said, there's a lot of speed drawn in this race with Mpunga Ruby, Gypsy Wong, Major Sacrifice, Hank the Hustler. All can show a little bit of speed. 5-star went pretty good last night. He went 4.93 early. He doesn't mind a wide draw too. This is a tremendous battle, especially between Mpunga Ruby and 5-star. I think if they both bring their best, it's going to be an absolute cracker. $25,000 to the winner next Saturday night at the Meadows.
Going to be a real interesting race after they've done a lap, George, just to see how it's unfolding. Looking forward to that next Saturday. Looking forward to the heats of the Healesville Cup today. George, thanks very much for your time. We'll chat again next Sunday.
Have a good rest of the weekend.